April 8, 1987.
Okay, just maybe we can develop this in my next session, but I've noticed and Dave's noticed the number 22 shows up a lot in historical situations and in the 20th century. The number 22 seems to be a date that a lot of major operations happen on. Is there, can everybody explain the significance of 22, or is that a code for some group?
Numerologically, is it a very balanced number? Very balanced. You'll find that a tendency of people to work towards the 22, because it is a balanced number. Well, some would say so is 11, so is 33. But now we work out to the 22. It is a balanced number. People work towards that number.
Yeah, and it's in the headlines a lot. So it's subconscious collective numbers coming up because of a collective meaning to it.
Yes.
I see, yeah. So it's like an archetype of balance.
Yes.
And people will obsessively feel the need for balance under these conditions you just explained the last half hour.
Yes. But you see, there is another point here who takes a moment to explain, and that is, at one time, the number 7 was of a deeper resonance than any other. Much happened in 7. And still, the cycle of 7 is very strong. But there is an additional cycle, 8. And you'll find that 8 is proving to be more and more a balanced number. And you'll find that 8 is 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. Two groups of 22. You'll find that resonances with that. You'll find that. Look for it. You'll find the patterns of 8 more now than were before. Yes.
Well, what's the significance of all of it? What are we, is it a neutral sort of thing or what?
You'll find that people work towards it. It'll have a validity. You'll find that on the 22nd, with number of times or the 22nd of this or number 22, it would either be one of the end of the spectrum of either a calamity or a rescue.
Yes. Seen that.
It is a very heroic number. Strange as that thing may sound.
Okay, that's the end of section on number 22 and number 7 being one up by number 8. Now we go over to another recording. This is the second session on April 8, 1987.
Yeah, Bobby.
The following.
This is about Larry Flint.
Now, Dave Neufeld was here in the previous reading, and he wanted to ask some questions about Larry Flint, which I'll continue because I had some interest in that.
Okay, I would like you to locate Larry Flint, approximately 45 years old. This is in Toronto?
Oh, no, he lives in Beverly Hills in that area of California.
Okay. Okay. In California, in Beverly Hills area, on Park, Century Park East.
No, wait, we're a little confused here. That, he runs Hustler Magazine, and that's the address for Hustler Magazine.
That is sufficient.
Okay, so if you can locate him at Hustler Magazine, in California, in Beverly Hills area, Century Park East, number 2029, Suite 3800.
Yes, we have this one.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
He started a magazine called Rebel in 1983, and a man named Gordon Novel and Gordon Liddy moved in and seemed to hijack the intentions of that magazine.
Yes.
Did this happen?
Yes.
Now, Larry Flint was given some drugs, right?
Yes.
And they hurt his mind, and he had pretty bad treatment in the hospital.
Yes.
They broke his legs. I think they did that, right?
Yes.
Okay, he generally was moved off the scene, am I correct?
Yes, very much.
Why did those people move in on the Flint operation? Why was that of concern for Gordon Novel and G. Gordon Liddy?
Well, you have to understand Liddy. That novel's a measure. Novel follow what Liddy is determined to do. But Liddy is a fanatic. And believe that this description is, he believes that you can influence through man's sexual desires. That man is first a sexual being, then a human being. You see?
Yeah.
Because Liddy himself pushed down and believes successfully he has set aside all of his sexual tests, therefore he is more human than others. And because of this thinking, then it is quite acceptable to harm an individual who is associated with sexual matters, such as Flint, with his other publishings, and take over the magazine, and use the mailing lists of the premier magazine, and through that he would reach the people. That was his scheme.
Reach the people to do what?
Make sure that they know of the great menace that is hanging over their heads.
Oh, he wanted to hijack the editorial policy of the...
Exactly.
I see.
You see, the sexuality of North America is being manipulated by the Soviets. You see?
Yes.
This is from a man who stuck his finger in a candle flame to prove that he could get past flame.
Yes.
And pain. He got past sexual urging. So now he wants to go past pain, feeling. Well, then his next step is to go beyond responding in any way.
Right. And was he concerned about the people like Mae Brussels and Donald Fried writing for the magazine, since they wouldn't follow the anti-communist line as strictly as he?
You see, no matter what, they were talking of things of which he could use.
He could what?
He could use, still use their material. He did not accept all of it.
But that would be a way of marketing and making money.
Yes.
But he thought he could control the situation for his particular program.
Yes.
And it failed.
It failed.
Well, why didn't he keep the magazine going or for his purposes?
Because as a will-o'-the-wisp, he go off and do something else.
Yes, I think he now runs a private school and training mercenaries.
Training people in not to feel. That is his prime reason. That feelings are that which betray man. So therefore, he wants to train people into not having feelings.
It's kind of a perverted Western yoga, isn't it?
Yes.
Western. Bent.
Very much bent.
Yeah. Did he have any psychological... I mean, he worked for intelligence agencies. Did he control Timothy Leary in any form?
No, not once.
And Leary is there for his own purposes?
Yes. But Timothy Leary is now working on, as you know, computers.
Yes.
Because he said that is the greatest mind blower of all. You see, Liddy, yes, he worked for various intelligence agencies as a adjunct, which was not hired directly. You see, the CIA, if you see this individual is volatile, sometimes it is useful to use volatile people, but not have them in the organization. They're too dangerous.
Right, so they used Leary for the drug purposes in the 60s?
Yes.
Were they for LSD and its effects?
Basically, the whole idea of the drug experience in Canada and the United States, that was done with United States financing.
MK Ultra.
Ultra, yes. All this was with us to solve, not create problems, but that LSD itself would release psychology. There would be a new psychology, I see. That was the situation. What Leary was also examined for this was to have many discussions with him about this. Many.
Why did the program get out of control, or did it, or did they move on to other technologies?
We found rather new technology because LSD was too random. There are certain molecules that from the LSD experience could engineer and have the breaking down of certain personal barriers. But basically, the whole idea was to use it as an interrogation tool.
In espionage.
More into loyalty. Who is the mole and who isn't? If you give an individual a small white tablet, you drink it, he tells you who he is. The ultimate loyalty check. What was the idea of the hand in KUltra?
Yeah, so the enthusiasm for drugs and involvement with Larry was happening in the 60s because that was the latest technology.
Indeed.
Now things have evolved and Larry's been dropped by the wayside. Is he being used for computer enthusiasm? Does he in negative ways?
Not at all.
In other words, the Evergreens would support his propaganda, his enthusiasm for the computer.
Enthusiasm, yes.
Yeah, in other words, he's a man just struggling on his own now.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though I saw him recently in Toronto and he seems a little confused, did he suffer from when he was in jail in 1974 in that period?
Well, he didn't suffer. His basic confusion is that the world is going too fast.
Yeah, he's struggling to keep up.
Yes.
He has that need to keep, have a sense
exactly.
of keeping up.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they did not brainwash him or anything and fool around with his mind in prison.
No.
Yeah. Okay, that's now on to another topic. As you know, Contragate and Irangate has caused some image problems for Ronald Reagan. I was wondering Dr. Beter told me this, and other people would say that is symptoms of a huge power shift going on in the States.
It is.
Would it be fair to say it's the Rockefellers versus the Rothschilds?
No, that is too simplistic.
How would the Evergreens say it?
The best description of this is that this president is finishing out his term, and there is a match, as in France, there is a group of much younger Democrats, much younger Republicans, who are at this time gradually consolidating their bases. What is happening in the Soviet Union, even though the reporting is glossing over much, is the many members of political parties in the United States, of the established political parties, are saying, this must be done here also. So therefore, you'll find that the American version of glasnost will be within the next 6-7 months. It would be a very young field that will be offered for elections in the coming year.
And this is good. Now, the young Rockefellers who succeed David and Nelson, that generation, are they working with these new young Turks?
Yes.
Now, have they been they've been under the gun by a faction in the Pentagon for the last most of the Reagan administration and kept it, constrained by somebody, by some military fanatics in the Pentagon?
Military fanaticism in the United States at the present time is beginning to dim.
Is this, in other words, one could say Reagan-gate is, or Contragate is a symptomatic of a generational conflict?
Generational conflict and an end of the situation.
So this would be another part of the power shift that's happening across the planet.
Yes, indeed.
Will there be a need of more exposure of the people who did the dirty work in Contragate? Will more Senate reports come out than that? Do the American people want to, they get the message that the Reagan thing is gone?
They all link it to the president, those surrounding himself. And it go out with Reagan, you see. As Reagan go out, as Reagan become less effective, so therefore it is key to him.
Yes, but will there be more information coming out about what the scandal was about?
Not a great amount.
The Tower Report pretty well wraps it up.
Fairly well. But the point is that it has sent a message to the American public that it is that Reagan's forgetfulness is evident. That is being pushed by the younger individuals to say that the president is too old for the position, need younger people.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what happened.
Does the Evergreens know who's going to be president in 1989?
Well, to give you a prediction, and the highest probability, is Hart.
Is Hart. Yeah, he is a symbol for that younger mood.
Exactly. And it shift to the Democrats.
Yes. Is there any... Now, when we talk about the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, that's too simplistic. Because in the information age, everybody is involved, everybody has a role, all classes of people in the global theater. I mean, there's the people who consume the information and those who produce it. And we talked earlier about the confusion this creates. Will there be maybe one last, what is it, Custer's last stand by this older group around Reagan who will try to create some crisis in Nicaragua or someplace in the world?
Yes, the persuasion would be to Reagan to put in armed forces here. And there will be much discussion of this. But we do see that what the result is that it would be blocked at every town. It is too late for Reagan to do this. Even as chief officer of the armed forces, that he will find that he would not be able to mobilize American forces for this. Congress and the Senate will step in very fast. What you see is what can be best described as a figurehead prisoner.
A lame duck president from now.
More than a lame duck. The individual himself is being fed the answers. He does not understand the problem. At this particular time, he is learning his lines.
Is he? He is the same man born as Ronald Reagan. Is he? You know, really dull-witted and stupid?
No. Far from it. He is a bright, intelligent man.
What doesn't he understand?
He does not understand anything beyond that which he has learned as a role. He has many roles to play, you see. At the present, he is playing the role of president. And what the greatest scandal would be that when he retires, that he will be shown as an individual who worked as an actor did. The point is, not many retakes. He has a good sense of humor, and he believes that he is doing a good job. But realize that what is being said to him is a script, and he followed the script.
So that people will be upset at the idea that there was no personal decision making going on.
Exactly.
As a real type of manager, it's a fantasy for him.
Exactly.
And was that why he was picked by certain forces in the military, these fanatics?
Because the military and others, without a singular decision, because we would realize that he is a president in a period where certain things were wanted. He did have certain ideas that he could verbalize easily. He was a good salesman. He presents things well, a very good presenter, you see. And it was time for these things. There is more collusion here between parties than will be realized, especially the older members. The younger members want collusion also, but they want it on a different basis.
Collusion between what?
Democrats and Republicans.
I see. Will Ronald Reagan, when he goes into retirement, will he feel he did a good job? Will he ever fully understand how he...
Well, he will always say that he's done a good job.
Yeah.
much time is remaining of green?
Approximately half a minute.
Okay.
So there's one more.
Sure.
Let's see. Will Karen and I end up in another country in the next 20, 30 years?
For living?
Yes.
Not a high probability. But we do see that herself and yourself do a considerable amount of traveling across the next 20 years.
Is that in the form of an information liaison?
In part.
Why would we travel?
Because you will meet influential people.
Yeah, we will be involved or requested to be involved.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Evergreens.
We do thank you.
Is there a final comment at this time?
Referring to the previous session, as well as this, you will notice that the quality of your informants improves. Then the number will also improve. So numbers of individuals and quality improve. Enjoy. We do thank you.
Thank you.